Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Steve Dillard. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Bry. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Terrell. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting sixth. The DH, Steve Braun. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. And now, play ball. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bry. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a pop-up towards short. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cooper scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lynn. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Lynn steals second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew bunts towards the mound. Tiant fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. Carew steals second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a line drive into right field. Ford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ford. Petrocelli goes all the way around to score. Dillard moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a pop-up into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a pop-up into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to third. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall strikes out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-1 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-1 in the game. Montgomery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Montgomery moves to third. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 2 in the game. Doyle hits a line drive into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terrell moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. Terrell moves to third. Carew moves to second. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Montgomery fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil, who is chasing the ball. Evans reaches third base with a triple. Lynn goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Bob Heisa pinch runs for Rico Petrocelli. Vic Albury now pitching. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Heisa now playing third base. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Ford reaches second base with a double. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva pinch hits for Bob Randall. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Dave McKay pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 2 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Montgomery fields it and throws to first for the out. McKay moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Terrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave McKay now playing shortstop. Jerry Terrell now playing second base. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Montgomery takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cooper is called out on strikes. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Montgomery. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, McKay applying the tag. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 3 in the game. Doyle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. Carew steals second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a pop-up into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 2 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carew moves to third. Braun moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage is hit by the pitch. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 3 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bry moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans strikes out. 1 out. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a line drive into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dillard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Dillard reaches second base with a double. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Montgomery is walked intentionally. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McKay fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Montgomery settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-3 in the game. Heil strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Braun moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Braun scores. Ford moves to third. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Dave McKay. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Braun now playing third base. Mike Cubbage now playing second base. Jerry Terrell now playing shortstop. Vic Albury now pitching. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-4 in the game. Doyle strikes out. 1 out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Albury fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Terrell hits a fly ball into right field. Evan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Carew hits a line drive towards the mound. Teaunt catches it and throws to first to double up Bry. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.